Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, the Spirit of God. We welcome you here, and we need you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, every year we have Pentecost Sunday. I don't know how many Pentecost Sunday you have sit in and worshipped in, and some may be here at St. Luke's, and some may be in other places, some may be you're visiting if you happen to be away, and some maybe you just didn't get to attend for whatever reason. But what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? Now, we have heard from the scriptures today on that day in the upper room. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them, declaring the wonders of God in their own tongues. God's word was declared on that day when the Spirit came and people spoke in different languages. There are many roles that we can look into about the Holy Spirit, and it's never referred to, should be referred to as it, but rather it is a person, the Trinity, the three in one. And this morning I'd like to share with you two, I believe, very significant roles of the Holy Spirit, who lives in each one of us, dwell in us, and we are here today to remember. The Holy Spirit reveals God's thoughts, teaches and guides believers. That's one role. Teaches, guide and reveal God's truth to us. The other role, the second role, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, believers are saved, filled, sealed, and sanctified. Let's look at these in turn. The Holy Spirit is a helper who teaches us and reminds us. In John chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Teach and remind us about God's truth. The Holy Spirit imparts knowledge. He is given to us as to teach and show us all the things necessary for life and for godliness. He is the one who inspires the Word of God that we know. He's also the one who illuminates our hearts with truth planted in our lives. He is the source of all revelation, wisdom, and power. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul writes, "These are the things that God has revealed to us by His Spirit. No one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God." And that's what you and I have. When we have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit revealed to us God's thoughts, hearts, truths, and knowledge. The Holy Spirit helps us to know God better. Open our eyes and remember the story after Jesus' resurrection on the way to Emmaus. There were two people walking with Christ. At first they didn't understand, they didn't see. But later their eyes were open. Their eyes were open and their hearts were cut. Jesus also knew that his followers would need the power to be witness to the world. In those days, it was not easy to be a Jesus follower. Persecution, even death. And so Jesus knew the disciples and the followers needed the strength that the Holy Spirit would bring to them. So Jesus told his disciples, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." That is found in the book of Acts. When the Holy Spirit comes, it urges us to go and witness for Jesus. So, dear brothers and sisters, we as God's people have access to that power, to that revelation, and that wisdom from the Holy Spirit. Paul also writes in the book of Ephesians, he said, "I keep asking that the God may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." And that's the point. To know God better, not just simple knowledge and understanding for our own use, but to know God better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened and his incomparable great power for us who believe, that same power that raised Christ from the dead. And that's the thing. The power through the Holy Spirit is the same power that Christ was risen from death to life. And that same power and that understanding and that knowledge is available to us all today. So that's the first role. Helper. Help us to know God better. Knowledge and wisdom and understanding, all those are necessary for us to guide us through this world, which can be very treacherous at times. The second role, which may not be as palatable as the first one. Why so? Because the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin and sinners of sin. And that may be a little bit harder to appreciate, because whenever we talk about sin and conviction, we may not enjoy so much about it. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, hard to swallow. But in John chapter 16, verse 8, Jesus said, "When the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of sin." These are Jesus' words. He will convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. That's what we have heard earlier from the gospel. Then Jesus went on to explain concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. It's a sin not to believe. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. That is also in John chapter 16. So the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, of disbelief. And the Holy Spirit also convicts sinners of their sin. He continued this work after salvation when we believe in Jesus. Part of the sanctification work is in the lives of the believers that continues on after having gained salvation. You start with salvation and you have sanctification, victorious in the life that we have in this world. And through the Word of God, the Holy Spirit makes us see, identify, or detect sinful behavior, while at the same time leading us to a change of heart. So the Holy Spirit help us, as we said earlier about wisdom and truth, help us to see things for what they are. The truth of God, whether they are sinful or not. And help us to change our hearts in response to the prompting by the Holy Spirit, so that we can turn away from sinful behavior and to be sanctified. The Holy Spirit brings an internal spiritual conflict between our sinful and selfish desire and God's desire. Have you ever experienced that something is bothering you, whether you should do this or should do that, and you have that conflict within you? You struggle and you try to understand what God may be saying to you and what is truth and what is right. Conviction comes whenever we follow, lean toward, or tempted by our sinful, selfish desire, because it conflicts with God's desire. That's a conviction. Sometimes I face myself as well, when I face with some tough choices and decisions, and I have that internal conflict that caused me to wake up, to stand up, to sit up, to consider my choice, my actions, and my behavior. And when a sinner hears the gospel and repents, that is the Holy Spirit at work. That is the conviction of changing our behavior from one to another. In the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 37, it says, "When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?'" And here's the crux of it, the work of the Holy Spirit. And it was then, and it is for us now. When they hear the word of God, when the Holy Spirit convicts them, they are cut to the heart. And they ask, "What shall we do? What shall we do?" And that, I believe, is the right response when conviction comes through the Holy Spirit, causing us to think twice or three times or many more times of our thoughts, our behavior, and our action. And then what did Peter say to that question? In verse 38, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized." And they repented and they believed. And the result, just a little bit further down from the passage, 3,000 people were added to the numbers that day. Wow. I love to see that we have 3,000 just like that. Wouldn't be nice. Well, I'll settle with a smaller number. But the crux of the thing is that when the Spirit works, it convicts people. And when there's conviction, there is a change of heart. And when there's change of heart, there is believing. There is acceptance. There is the desire to follow God. And that's the process. That is the process of the work of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit sanctifies people and enable good fruit in our lives. So we talk about salvation, that first part, and we talk about sanctification, which is follow. And after the sanctification, there has to be fruit that follows. We are all familiar with that, the fruit of Holy Spirit in the book of Galatians. The Holy Spirit sanctifies and enables good fruit in our lives to blossom. The believers who are constantly filled with the Holy Spirit usually demonstrate the fruit or noticeable effect in their lives. It is noticeable. The fruits need to be noticeable in each of our lives. People can actually tell that we are God's people because we are bearing fruits. So it is an ongoing process. It's not just stop once fruit gave fruit, that's it, no more fruit after that. It is a growing and ongoing process of becoming more and more like Christ and more holy and continue to sanctify. The tool that the Spirit uses to accomplish this is the Word of God. Going back to the very first role of the Holy Spirit, revealing God to us, revealing truth and wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So the two parts work together to achieve the godly results. That is why a believer will not grow or be set apart for God without a good knowledge and understanding of the truth, which is the Word of God. Goes hand in hand, the Word of God and the fruit and the Holy Spirit at work. The renewing of the Holy Spirit does not happen outside the Word of God. Therefore, our strong desire to learn and to obey the Word of God will propel us to sanctification, work of the Holy Spirit in each of our lives. Through the conviction and power of the Holy Spirit, believers will not indulge in sinful acts of the flesh, but will bear good fruit for the Lord, good fruit of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps in our weaknesses and intercedes for us. We all have times when we feel weak and don't know what to do. The Holy Spirit helps us align with God's will by interceding for us during those times. In the book of Romans, Paul says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. A final word then. Enough cannot be said about how glorious the Holy Spirit is. Trinity, three persons in one. The Holy Spirit works in the lives of you and me, God's followers, believers, to renew, to sanctify, and to make us holy. He is truly with us every way and every day. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20 says, "For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power." That is the Holy Spirit. It's not consist of talk, but in power. Power that comes through the Holy Spirit. And this is the chief work of the Holy Spirit in your life, in my life. Empowering us, God's people, to live the life that Jesus died to give us. Jesus died to give us that life, and we are empowered to live that life. Amen.